Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 2nd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: efforts on new coronavirus aid, eviction moratorium through the end of the year, and futures tick higher. Leading today's news: for more than a month since key provisions of the landmark CARES Act expired, Democrats and Republicans have been at odds over the size and scope of another coronavirus stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is now suggesting a higher number for the Trump administration's proposed ceiling for a follow-on bill at $1.5 trillion, while White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows conceded in an effort to get a deal done to put more money on the table for cities and states. Mnuchin also released a new estimate that the so-called Main Street Lending Program, which will make between $25 billion to $50 billion of loans to mid-sized businesses in the coming months. In other news, the REIT sector is on watch after the Trump administration implemented a national moratorium on residential evictions through the end of the year based on the 1944 Public Health Service Act. The new ban covers tenants who certify that they have lost substantial income, that they expect to make no more than $99,000 in 2020 or received a stimulus check, and that they are making their best efforts to pay as much of their rent as they can. When the moratorium expires at the end of 2020, renters who receive protection will still need to make up missed payments to their landlords. Dow and S&P 500 futures are up by 0.8%, while the Nasdaq powers ahead by 1.2% after another day of record highs. Tech has been a big driver of gains in recent sessions, and Apple is advanced another 2% in pre-market trade as more people rely on internet-connected devices and online services for work, homeschooling, and communication. The remainder of the week will be dominated by employment figures, with the ADP reporting on private sector hiring today, and the biggest report of the month, non-farm payrolls for August, due on Friday morning. Google and Apple are building a COVID-19 notification system straight into smartphones, eliminating the need for a separate app and ramping up a new weapon in the effort to track exposure to the novel coronavirus. Future versions of iOS and Android will feature the new system that previously required an app made by a public health authority. The system will use Bluetooth signals from phones that have opted in to find out how closely and for how long two phones were near each other, without collecting location or identity data. 2020 has been the year of questioning the traditional IPO process, as companies look for cheaper ways to go public. There are only two other ways to get on an exchange: SPAC merger, which has seen outsized activity in recent months, or direct listing, where a company floats existing private shares. While a new plan by the SEC last week removed one of the last major incentives to conduct an IPO via the traditional methodology by allowing capital raises for direct listings, a last-ditch effort was made to block it. The Council of Institutional Investors said it would file a petition for a review of the plan by the SEC's commissioners, citing concerns that companies could circumvent protections built into the IPO process. It's now trending lower, but the euro briefly rose above $1.20 against the dollar on Tuesday for the first time in more than 2 years, rallying nearly 12% since late March. The euro-dollar rate does matter, ECB chief economist Philip Lane said overnight, causing the currency to pair its gain. While the EU's rescue fund appears to have calmed any lingering fears of a euro breakup, Fed stimulus has weighed on the greenback, and easy policies are being attributed to the downward cycle. For a long time, President Trump has also criticized dollar strength due to the trade deficit, though as the coronavirus crisis hit, he said it was a great time to have a strong currency. Australia has become the latest country to officially enter a recession, though the 7% GDP decline was a lot better than the coronavirus-induced devastation to other economies, particularly those in the West. For comparison, the U.S. economy contracted by a record 32.9% in Q2, while the United Kingdom's second quarter GDP dropped 20.4%. Our record run of 28 consecutive years of economic growth has now officially come to an end, Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg told reporters. COVID-19 has wreaked havoc on our economy and our lives like nothing we have ever experienced before, but there is hope and there is a road out. Scotland is taking a new shot at breaking away from the UK as First Minister Nicola Sturgeon revived plans for a second independence referendum. Brexit, and the way in which it is being implemented, immeasurably strengthens the case for Scotland becoming an independent country, with the ability to shape our own destiny and contribute positively to the world, said the SNP leader. While Scotland voted to stay in the UK in 2014 by a 55-45% margin, that was before Brexit, as well as recent opinion polls that suggested a sustained majority of Scottish voters would now back Leave camp. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with Bitcoin and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, factory orders are out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.